Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you'll want to get your Bible at this time and turn to Numbers chapter 13. We're going to read part of Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers chapter 14. We're following the children of Israel through the wilderness on their way from Egypt to the Promised Land. And on the way, Moses sent spies before them to spy out the land. 12 spies, one from every tribe, and they returned to Moses with this report. We're going to read that report, beginning in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 25, and then we'll read about what followed that report. And you'll want to pay close attention to this, because this is one of those wonderful Bible stories that we really ought to know. I'm going to be reading down through 25 of Numbers 14, so that'll be to the end of the chapter. Turn in your Bible, Numbers chapter 13, and while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible open, you can follow with me as I begin reading from Numbers chapter 13 and verse 25, and I'll try to stop at the end of each paragraph and give you the verse where I have come. Here we are, Numbers 13:25. And they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Howbeit the people that dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified, and very great. And moreover we saw the children of the Anak there. Amalek dwelleth in the land of the south, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanite dwell by the sea, and along by the side of the Jordan. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had spied out unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the Nephilim and the sons of Anak, who are come out of the Nephilim. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Numbers chapter 14. And the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore doth Jehovah bring us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will be a prey, were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Numbers chapter 14 and verse 4. And they said to one another, Let us make a captain, and let us return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that spied out the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to spy out, is an exceeding good land. If Jehovah delight in us, then he will give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Jehovah, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is removed from over them, and Jehovah is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of Jehovah appeared in the tent of the meeting unto all the children of Israel. Numbers 14 and verse 11. And Jehovah said unto Moses, How long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me? For all the signs which I have wrought among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make thee, of thee, a nation greater and mightier than they. Numbers chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto Jehovah, The Egyptians will hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land that they have heard that thou, Jehovah, art in the midst of this people. For thou, Jehovah, art seen face to face, and thy cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because Jehovah was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now, I pray thee, let the power of the Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, Jehovah is slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children upon the third and the fourth generation. Pardon, I pray thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy loving kindness, and according as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Numbers 14 and verse 20. And Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But in very deed as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Jehovah, because all those men that have seen my glory and my signs which are wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that despise me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekite and the Canaanite dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn ye, and get ye into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 26. And Jehovah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation that murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, As I live, saith Jehovah, surely if ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old or upward that have murmured against me, surely ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear I would make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of the Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones that ye said should be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have rejected. But as for you, your dead body shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall be wanderers in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your whoredoms until your dead bodies be consumed in the wilderness. And after the number of those days in which you spied out the land, even 40 days, for every day a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years. And ye shall know my alienation. I, Jehovah, hath spoken. Surely this will I do unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there shall they die. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 36. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up an evil report against the land, even those men that did bring up an evil report of the land died by the plague before Jehovah. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of those men that went to spy out the land. Numbers 14 and verse 36. And Moses told these words unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and gat them to the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we are here. We will go up into the place which Jehovah hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of Jehovah, saying, It shall not prosper? Go not up, for Jehovah is not among you, that ye may be smitten down before your enemies. For there the Amalekite and the Canaanite are before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because you're turned back from following Jehovah. Therefore Jehovah will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the top of the mountain. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of Jehovah and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekite came down, and the Canaanite who dwelt in that mountain, and smote them and beat them down even unto Hormah. Now that's the end of the reading. That's a lengthy reading, isn't it? But my, what a fascinating story, and how beautifully told in our old Bible. The devotional, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Numbers 13 and verse 30. We are well able to overcome it. The devotional reading is the 95th Psalm. I'll read the 95th Psalm to you now. O come, let us sing unto Jehovah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For Jehovah is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, oh, that ye would hear his voice. Harden not your heart as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Well, we're going to be studying this Sunday school lesson, and after we get through the geographical notes and the helps and hints for the teacher, we're going to talk about how the spies were sent, the work of the spies, the good report that they brought, the evil report about Joshua and Caleb, and the effect of the evil report. At the very end of this lesson is a rhyme that you may well know. Be strong. We're not here to dream the drift. We have work to do and loads to lift. Should not the struggle face it? 'Tis God's gift. Be strong.